I'm so over Facebook. I've been over Facebook forever. More damning evidence shows how they censor American citizens. Are you shocked by this? You shouldn't be. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Ray Sean Blyden here. Go to raydog.com or politicalbombshow.com. Click on support us on either platform or our store and help support us. My church, Second Baptist Church of South Hadley, we are having our first of the month men's breakfast. So if you are in South Hadley or if you are in the surrounding Western Mass area and you would like to come and hang out with us, have some good food, some talk about the Bible and scriptures, and just good fellowship, good people, then you should come on by and just, if I could find my, give me a second here. Here we go. I'm going to leave this up here throughout while I'm talking about the story. You can go ahead and come on by. Now, I'll take pictures with you, sign autographs, whatever you want. Okay. Just kidding. I'm not there for that. It's not about me. It's about the church. So, anyway, let's get into this story here. Where do I put this story? This is just, I'm not surprised by this. I don't use Facebook or have it on my phone. I used to have the app. I just don't trust them. I don't even want the WhatsApp. Unfortunately, a church brother, he is from an African country. I don't really know the exact name of it. I can't remember it at the moment, but he was a visitor. He's part of our online community because he's been with the church even before I was. He's been, you know, watching and being an online member. And anyway, today was the first time that we actually got to see him in person. He was actually at church and he had me take some pictures for him and he wanted me to send them to him. I took it with my phone and he uses the WhatsApp. I really did not want to do it that way. I did it anyway. But once he, once he gets the picture, maybe I'll just uninstall it. Although he may want to get in contact with me again. So I'm conflicted. I don't like using anything Facebook related. Although one might argue I use Instagram all the time. So what's the difference, right? Because they also own Instagram. But anyway, I'm straying off topic. Let's get into this here. Facebook files continues to show damning evidence on big tech's collusion to censor Americans. Especially now that Republicans control the House and have subpoena power to exert. House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan, love Jim Jordan, I wish he was my representative, has been looking to get to the bottom of revealing the details on how big tech, including social media platforms like Facebook, caved to pressure from the Biden administration and colluded with the federal government to censor Americans. The committee subpoenaed Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg in February and had been prepared to hold him in contempt on Thursday until Meta finally handed over internal documents. Shall we continue reading? Well, okay, no, this is a VIP. I can't continue reading here. I'm not going to pay for this, but this is just not good at all. Let's hang on a second. Let me try another way. If I just search for this, and hopefully another place is covering this story. Let's see. All sides. Let's try this one. Allsides.com. Let's see if I can read it all here. Read full story. Let's see if it'll let me read full story. No, it brought me right back to Town Hall. So let's try one more source. Let's see what we got here. We got, let's see, nope, that's 2022. Let's see if I could read it on the hill. On the hill, read it on the hill. Come on. All right, I think I have a little bit more information here on the hill. Let's pop this up here. Okay, so what is this? Okay, so the newly released Facebook files reveal a concerted effort by the Biden administration to censor not just false information, but also true information, along with jokes that its functionaries simply found annoying. Months ago, I testified before Congress on censorship after Elon Musk release of internal Twitter communications, also known as the Twitter files. I warned that the government was engaging in censorship by surrogate, using corporate allies to do indirectly what it is legally prevented from doing directly. Facebook had refused to open its own files on government censorship efforts that came to an end when the House of Judiciary Committee finally moved to hold Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg in contempt of Congress. The resulting Facebook files confirm what many of us have suspected for years. Indeed, the emails proved to be a mirror image of what had occurred at Twitter, a massive effort by the government to pressure the company to censor its critics and other dissenting voices. Facebook executives used similar language to lament the overwhelming effort of the government to censor citizens and its unwillingness to take no for an answer. So over at Twitter, executives describe the demands for censorship from federal officials at the FBI and other. See, that's another reason I like Vivek. He wants to dismantle the FBI. I don't know how he can do it, but they're just all corrupt. They really are. They are corrupt as can be. Now we know that Facebook executives were facing the same government desire for friendship, for censorship. And I'm not going to read anymore. The point is, we are under attack. We are very much under attack. If you don't believe that we're under attack, I don't know what to tell you. I can't help you. I really and truly can't help you if you don't think that we're under attack.
If you agree, won't you give a thumbs up? If you disagree, give a thumbs up anyway.
I don't know what to tell you. So go to politicalbombs.com or raydog.com. Click on our stores and get our merch, or simply just click on support us. And we will see you in the next one. Here we come. Don't you know?